love me some cowbell. Welcome back. You're listening to Grilling Guys on the Grilling Guys Talk Network. It's the weekend. Put your feet on the floor. Get out of bed and get out in your backyard and fire up that smoker, that grill. Or if you're not interested in doing that this weekend, I got a place you could go. It's Christmas in July at my favorite meat market, Sobey Meats. I'm Jop, and he's Barbecue Bob. What's cooking, baby?
I thought you were going to be singing some Blue Oyster Cult there for a minute.
Well, so. I could have broke it out.
Really got me excited.
Right. Yeah. I'm sure it did. Yeah. Well, hey, Bob, later today I'm going to be over at Sobey Meats, which is on the northwest side of Grand Rapids. If you've ever listened to Grilling Guys before, you know that this is our meat market, our home turf. This is where it all happens, and he's got a big sale going on today. And if you've thought about maybe loading up that freezer a little bit, today'd be a great day to do it because there's super deals on some fantastic meat over there. But more importantly, there's an organization called North Kent Blue Star Mothers. And Bob, what are those? What's that all about? The Blue Star Mothers.
Well, we're going to get Mr. Ray Bentley on the live line here in just a second, and he's going to tell us all about that. But I think before we get Ray on the line, we'd like to talk about a couple of the things that they're going to be doing for entertainment, food. There's lots of things going on there.
Yep, you're going to see our friends from Squirrel 2 Barbecue, The Score, Big Daddy Pete's. Boy, they throw down some good barbecue.
Yes,
and all
they do.
And you. All those guys are going to be over there at 11 a.m. starting to with their barbecues. I'm sure they'll be a lot earlier. Excuse me, they're a lot earlier.
Well, the cool thing also about Sobey Events is he has all kinds of stuff on sale.
Always.
The prices there, I think, are always very reasonable anyway. But he comes in with some sale items that, I mean, you just want to be ready to make a haul.
Right,
it's time,
exactly.
It's time to buy a bunch.
And you can. And all the proceeds that they make, they're going to place wreaths on the grave sites of the veterans from the Grand Rapids home. So their goal is 5,200 wreaths. I think they're going to get there. But we're happy to help. And you have a conversation with Ray now, right?
Yep, that's right. And right now on the grilling line is Mr. Ray Bentley. Somebody that years ago I used to call the sports skipper. Welcome to the grilling guys, Ray.
Does that mean I get to call you Gilligan?
You have a lot going on in your life, and we appreciate you taking a little time out with us, and you certainly have a lot going on today. So why don't you tell us what's going on at Sobey Meats?
Well, we're having Christmas in July, which I think is really exciting. So later on today, you got to head out to Sobey Meats. We're doing a fundraiser. This is an important one to me. It's for the Blue Star Mothers, and they're doing a program called Wreaths Across America. So we're raising money. They want to place wreaths on veterans' grave sites in the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans Cemetery and basically be the second most decorated cemetery in the country behind Arlington National Cemetery. So this is a chance to do something for those who have given their all for us. So to me, it's a no-brainer. So we want you to come on out. It's going to be an awesome time. We're going to have some barbecuing going on at 11 o'clock. The pits will be ready, and they'll start having some food. There's a hot dog eating contest at 1:30. There's going to be a live auction and a raffle at 2:30. All kinds of stuff going on out there. So I'm going to be there from noon to 3 with my book, signing autographs, and talking to the good folks. So come on out there today. It's going to be a great time.
Man, that is so cool. What a great cause, and we sure appreciate your heart for those fallen heroes, the true heroes of our country and our belief system. I love what you're doing. I mean, I personally think that's very touching, and it's you know, when you do things like this, it just doesn't seem very hard for you to do, yet so many people don't do anything, and so I give you a lot of credit for this effort and the time you take, and it's a sign of respect, really, is what it is, and that speaks a lot about your character.
I appreciate that, and you know, we're going through a lot as a country in these times, as we all are aware of. And you're right, you know, people need to do something. I see so many people that sit back and they want to complain about things, but I want to see some action. And so that's why I make sure I get involved in things like this and whatever else I can to not only demonstrate and tell people the way things ought to be, but to do it. You know, I used to have a football coach that said, your actions speak so loudly that I can't hear what you're saying. And that one always stuck with me.
That's good.
So
that's good.
You can come on out and see us today. everyone out there listening, and your actions will speak volumes.
That's awesome. And for those of you who might not remember Ray, or the name sounds familiar, with the Buffalo Bills for, what, 6 years, and then on with the Bengals. I think you played in a couple Super Bowls. You might have a big ring.
I got a couple of big rings. And I got a new hip, too, so it was kind of a trade-off.
Oh, that comes with the property, doesn't it?
Yeah, right. Yeah, 30 years later, I didn't read the fine print. You'll need a new hip or two.
But yeah.
No, I'm doing good, and those times were great. And it really, I kind of looked at it as I got to play until I was 32 years old, and then I had to start working. Yeah. So I'm very fortunate, and it also gave me a bit of a platform and some notoriety. And I feel that's a responsibility, too. So, you know, you have to stand up to those gifts that you're given and make sure that you merit the worthiness of it. So that's what I'm doing here, and that's what it's all about. And that's why we want to see everybody out there at Sobey Meats today.
Yeah, well, that's really cool. And, you know, here's what I'll say about you from what little bit I know you. You are, for a guy who's had a lot of fame and fortune, you're still a regular guy, and you can go to a place like Sobey Meats, which is the greatest meat market like ever, and you can hang out in a parking lot and sign autographs, meet the people. And if you want to meet somebody who's a genuine guy, go on down to Sobey's, talk to Ray, and take a look at Driftwood. Look at his book. It's a bargain. He'll sign, I'm sure you're bringing copies of Driftwood, aren't you?
Yeah, I'm going to have Driftwood and my children's books there, and maybe a few other little trinkets from sports memorabilia type stuff from my playing days.
That's awesome. That's really cool. This is a guy you want to meet, and even if not for that fact, but for the fact that what he's doing is going to help all these graves that do not get proper care, and there are probably hundreds of thousands of them. So this is one small effort that's very big from a single perspective, and it's just very cool, and it's a nice way to just pay some respect, and you get to go down and eat some great meat. There's going to be tons of great people there, I know, and if for no other reason than to just get the chance to shake the hand of Ray Bentley, it's worth going.
That would be awesome. Come on out and see me, and we'll have a great time, I promise. I might enter the hot dog eating contest. We'll see how I feel at that point in time, but
that's cool.
I don't know if I could do 70, but I'll give it a shot.
I'm working on getting one of my Arctic spas down there from Acme Pure Blue, so you might be able to go in there and get some therapeutic massage when you're done. So we'll soak those bones.
Oh, yeah. Bring them over. I'm going to need one later on.
Okay. All right. Ray, God bless, and we'll see you this afternoon.
Appreciate it. Thanks, Bob.
All right, buddy. That's Ray Bentley. Just, again, can't say enough good things about him. Was on the air for years with Brett Paquita, who's with us here now, and good guy. So, Jop, what else do we have going?
Well, Bob, I just want to make sure that we make it clear that there's going to be great food at Sobey Meats this afternoon with those barbecue pits that have been cooking since early this morning. They're even having a co-ed 2-foot-long hot dog eating contest. You know what? Close your eyes and envision that one. I'm not really sure what that's going to look like, but I'm going to be there to witness it. That happens at 1:30. And then what they're really doing this all for is there's a live auction at 3:30 where they're going to be raising money to purchase these, again, 5,200 wreaths for the Grand Rapids Home for Veterans Cemetery. They're trying to put a wreath on every serviceman's grave that's there. Great, great event, great cause, and the Grilling Guys are happy to be behind it.
Yeah, that's right. So coming up in the next segment, we're going to talk to a very cool lady who lives in Minnesota. Her name is Chris, and she's married to a guy named Babe. We'll be back.